I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is today's Faith for Day. We are in Matthew 5, 43 through 45. It says, "You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you so that you may prove yourselves to be sons of your Father who is in heaven." Well, whenever I have a negative or bitter thought about someone, I try to pause and take a moment to pray for them, following the practice of Matthew 5, 44. It is not that I have vindictive thoughts or that I'm bitter every day, but like anyone, I sometimes feel wronged. Instead of letting these thoughts take over, I put on the brakes and use those moments to pray for others. This practice has been a part of my life for a while now, and I'm finally beginning to feel a sense of peace from it. But here's the kicker. During my meditation time this week, as I was praying, I distinctly felt Jesus speaking to my spirit, asking, "Would you be willing to lose everything in your life if it meant that this person that you're praying for would come to know me as Lord and Savior? Would you do it?" Wow, this hit me hard. And I was literally without words. So I called my father, Ed Brown, Pastor Ed Brown, that would be, who reminded me of Gideon from Judges 6. And here's what I learned from Gideon. This is going in the strength you have. This was the message of the angel of the Lord to Gideon, a humble man who was hiding in a wine press to thresh wheat, trying to avoid attention of the Midianites. When the angel spoke to him, Gideon was shocked. It was like, "Are you talking to me?" Because he came from the least significant family in his tribe and felt unqualified for any great task. Yet God chose Gideon despite his doubts. The angel's instructions was clear: go in the strength you have. But what was Gideon's strength? It wasn't physical might or confidence. It was his deep care for his people. This genuine concern was enough for God to work with. The angel assured him, "I will fight for you." When God calls us, he doesn't ask us to bring what we don't have. Instead, he asks us to go forward with what we already possess, trusting that he will take care of the rest. Our part is to step out in faith. His part is to go before us and fight on our behalf. So my answer, yes, God, you lead. I'll do my best to follow. I am honestly nothing without you. My friends, pray for me while I'm on my journey this week, and I'll be praying for you while you're on yours. Thanks for listening to today's Faith for Today.